The Temple Experience. One of the key aims of the London Mithraeum Project was to try to evoke what it may have been like inside a temple of Mithras. Through sound, haze and light, you can experience an immersive installation that complements the reconstructed temple. A straight flight of 10 steps leads down from the mezzanine level to the temple, with entrance doors on the right. You enter the temple halfway along one of its shorter sides. At the far end, 18 metres away, is the curved apse with its raised dais. The light is dim and a slight haze fills the air. A walkway covered in smooth, modern grey flagstones with a glass balustrade runs all the way round the space, with concealed floor lighting marking its edges. It follows the shape of the temple floor plan, bulging out around the apse at the far end. There is also a viewing platform a few metres ahead of the entrance doors. It is marked by a glass floor slab which glows with light, allowing a view of the rough stone entranceway of the temple underneath. The viewing platform is about a metre and a half wide, extending forward for about 3 metres. The rough, dusty floor of the temple is a metre or so lower than the walkway, the uneven outer walls rising about halfway up its glass balustrade. Made of crumbling, pale Kentish ragstone, partially rendered with a dusty pale grey mortar, the stone is lit with low-level spotlights, highlighting their rough texture. Metre-high inner walls create aisles, each 1.5 metres wide, running either side of a wider central aisle or nave. At the far end of the nave, 2 rough steps lead up to the dais, where a metal sculpture depicts Mithras stabbing the bull. A simplification of the image on the Tauroctony model on the mezzanine kiosk. Around 3 metres high, it represents the original statue that might have stood here. The side aisles would have originally had wooden benches where up to 30 people could sit. With no windows, the secret ceremonies would have been lit by lamps, torches and braziers. The congregation would have been separated from the nave not only by the low inner walls, but also by 7 columns, which are recreated during the experience as if taking us back in time. The side aisles would have originally had wooden benches where up to 30 people could sit. With no windows, the secret ceremonies would have been lit by lamps, torches and braziers. The congregation would have been separated from the nave not only by the low inner walls, but also by 7 columns, which are recreated during the experience, as if taking us back in time. Starting at one end, a sheet of light sweeps like a curtain along the length of the temple, cutting through the haze. Where there was nothing, dark vertical columns appear, linking up with the capitals or decorative tops, which are represented here by actual solid black shapes hanging from above. During the experience, the lighting changes and shifts, focusing on different areas of the temple. The air reverberates with audio, the sound of footsteps, murmuring voices, horns, bells, drums, rattles, and Latin chanting, a modern evocation of a ceremony that might have formed part of the cult of Mithras. At the sound of a clay horn, the lights brighten on the dais, focusing our attention on the gleaming metal sculpture of Mithras astride the bull. Once down the stairs, you'll be 7 metres below modern pavements on the lowest level of the site. You can stand wherever you wish for the immersive experience, which lasts for about 6 minutes. The doors will be closed once the immersive experience starts, and for a short time there will be almost complete darkness. There is an opportunity to remain in the temple after the experience finishes.